Every once in a while, I feel excited. It doesn't happen as often as I'd like it to, but that's what makes it special, I suppose. Feeling excited to me is being alert with a nervous energy, eager anticipation of what's to come. It's taking a deep breath as I put the finishing touches to my makeup, to steady myself and to smile at how smoking hot I look in the full-length mirror. You picked everything out beforehand from a fashion show I gave you a few days ago and chose a tight black A-line denim skirt with fishnet tights and a cute button-up shirt tucked into it, which showed just enough chest to tease. A little sneak peek. For the finishing touch, you requested that I wear one of my jeweled princess plugs, the smallest one. It's slick with coconut oil, and the metal is so cold that it gives me tingles as it's pressed against my tight little hole. I watch myself in the mirror as I slide it all the way in, so that it's tucked inside. The blue stone looks so cute against my pale skin. I push my thick blonde hair over my shoulder and spritz my perfume on my neck, closing my eyes to imagine how good your teeth are going to feel grazing against my bare skin. As I drive to the station, I'm on autopilot, just going through the motions of changing gear, braking, etc. But in my head, I'm thinking of all the things you've said to me so far and just how much you'll really do in person. A red light. I check my phone. A message. Two words. 30 minutes. A horn behind me, the light has turned and I'm still looking at the screen. I hurriedly speed off and wave a hand of apology behind me. Those words, they aren't a clue, they're a promise. You're telling me it's 30 minutes until you make me come for the first time. Your train doesn't get in for another 10. I find it impossible to believe that the people standing next to me at the platform can't feel the excitement radiating off my body. It's busy, bustling, and your train pulled in a few minutes ago, but I haven't spotted you yet. I fumble around to get my phone out of my bag to see if you've messaged me. That's all it took. A moment of dropping my guard, and I feel your hand on my waist, squeezing gently. Your other hand brushes my hair behind my ear and whispers, 15 minutes. I spin around and you pull me in for a kiss that's so perfectly passionate and lustful it makes me lightheaded. Your hand brushes down from my ear to my neck and gently, subtly squeezes, just enough to take my breath away for a moment as your fingers dig in tighter to my waist. You break off the kiss and I let out a little half moan, half sigh. Hello, I giggle and smile at you. Hello, you look perfect, you reply. I blush as you take my hand. Walking away, I'm conscious of the wet patch growing in my tiny, barely there G-string panties. I realise that I like excitement. No, I crave it, because it turns me into a desperate, needy little slut. You're perfect, good girl.